This amendment legalized domestic propaganda on the American public.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Because those who speak in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are.
Welcome to another episode of Kill the Mockingbird. I'm your host, Sean Chris. Today, my guest is producer Jay Business. Are you with us? I don't know if it's connected yet. I know it's in the middle of connecting.
What's happening?
Shit, man. I'm always getting having a little bit of trouble with this whole live. I'm always like, all right, I'm ready. And then I'm like, wait, I pressed the wrong button.
Damn, man. How you feel? I haven't seen you in a long ass time.
I know, man. It's been a long time. That's why I was like, hey, man, this will be a good time to chop it up.
I dig it, man.
I miss the old going to the vibe and fucking the beat competitions back in the day, man. That's when days were good for us.
She was fun, man.
So how was it out there?
Well, out here in ATL is cool. I mean, aside from the weather and the weed, you know what I'm saying?
Is the weed really weak out there?
It's regular.
Okay, gotcha.
So far, it's like either I haven't found the right people or it is just really not that cracking out here. But I'm sure I just haven't found the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like I feel you because it's kind of like the same out here. Like people are always like, "Oh, this is a fire!" And fucking, I'm like, "Man, I'm a little spoiled, man."
Exactly, that's what it is. It's like, man, I'm just used to like so much different. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? There not being any dispensaries around here, it's just hard to get.
Most definitely, man. Yeah, but like I reached out to you because like I've been trying to reach out to everybody because like the whole point of me like kind of starting this podcast, well, I was gonna start a podcast and then I was lagging on it for a long time and then COVID and I was like, well, can't go to the bars, so you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Save my money, I started building this up. But as I was noticing when we watched the news and all that shit, it's like it doesn't really have a feel, or they've lost touch of what actual people think.
Right, I feel that.
Like, and I think people are misinformed, and then there's two sides. Like, that's why I call it the Fox News and CNN effect. Like, if you're watching Fox News, you're a super right-winger, and you're like, man, they're going to blow up the world. And then if you're a CNN super left-winger, you're like, man, we got to be progressive. You got to watch what you say. Words are. It's just, like, such a weird, toxic, like, environment that we're living in.
I dig it. Hey, you hear that, that like, kind of feedback?
No.
Just on my end.
Nah, yeah, you're good. You hear feedback? Nah, you're clean on my end.
Not feedback, but like there's like talking in the back, like it's a delay.
Oh no. Oh, maybe let me see if I have this on. Maybe I have all the sound off. I'm not sure. I don't hear a delay though.
It's all good. We'll roll with it.
Y'all, man, I hate that though. You get that little
echo. Man, I appreciate you. Yeah, it's a little echo, but it's cool. I appreciate you reaching out, though, man, because honestly, yeah, I mean, because, you know, being a parent, you got to deal with the, you know, vaccinations
yep.
and stuff like that and concerns, you know, accordingly. But I hadn't even really thought of it. So when you mentioned it to me, I was like, wow, this is interesting. Okay, I'm going to see what's up.
Yeah, because
you
it's...
know what I'm saying?
So are your kids vaccinated?
Yeah, I have one little boy.
Okay.
He's 12 now, and he is, yeah. My wife and I, we were kind of going through the motions, really just out of honestly paranoia, you know, with the vaccines and stuff. And
most definitely,
you know, you hear about people, what is that damn thing? You hear about just all kind of stuff coming from vaccines, but like not really
like autism, like that kind of like
autism,
that. Yeah,
I was looking for. But yeah, not being a medical professional, it's kind of hard finding like accurate information. You know what I'm saying?
And when your doctor is telling you, the pediatrician is telling you like, hey, this is your kid needs this. You're right. Like, well, you went to school, motherfucker. I'm pretty sure you're right. Like,
right.
And it's not their fault either. Now, it's that they're not taught this.
Right. And you know, the common argument is, you know, like if other people are vaccinated, let's say you choose not to, you know, get your kids vaccinated, then like there really shouldn't be any concerns. You know what I'm saying? I can kind of understand the logic in that, but yeah, I don't know. Well, and also, but the tricky thing is too, like, you know, with school and stuff like that, like the registration and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they require a lot exactly. of vaccinations. You know what I'm saying?
So it kind of puts you in a, it puts everybody in a handcuff mode because obviously we've built a society around, we go to work and we put our kids in school. It's how yeah. the society was formed. It's not like we yeah. were like, yeah, let's do this. And now they're like, well, you can't do this. And you're like, well, I can't go to work. It's just, it makes it more difficult. So you're like, ah, oh, they're probably right. And obviously we're not all looking into everything. And now that we have so much access, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is that people would call like me, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. The whole reason I really got me on this topic and started diving into vaccines is because I was like, I'm not taking the coronavirus vaccine.
Well, that is definitely one thing that me and my wife were both like, we don't really know about that. And if anything, I'd rather wait for a while. You know what I'm saying? If people get it, wait, sit back and see how like their bodies react to that before I even attempt it.
Yeah. You know, that's why I said, like, I don't get the first Xbox or the first PlayStation that comes out. I let them
you wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Get all the bugs out.
Yeah. And if I'm putting it in my body, definitely not. And something that takes 7 years, you're going to do it in 9 months.
Right.
I don't like that.
I didn't know it took that long, though.
Yeah, 4 to 7 years is how long it takes to make a vaccine, and that still not means it's a super effective or super safe. Sometimes they can never get an effective vaccine.
Right, and it also depends on the person's body. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, and how they react to not only the weakened disease from the vaccine, but also like you know whatever additives that might be in the vaccines as well.
And we don't even know if you can re-get COVID yet.
If like if you had it before,
yeah.
you can get sick. To my understanding, you can, but I don't know the facts behind it.
It's tricky because it's like so hard to get information. You go dig, and one person said one says this, and then another story contradicts it. So it's like really tough sometimes to get the.
It's tricky.
Yeah, but my thing about vaccines, since I've been digging in, watching a lot of documentaries, reading stuff. The biggest thing to me is first that in 97 or 98, they passed a bill where all vaccine manufacturers were 100% not liable for anybody getting hurt by their vaccines. Wow. So where is the incentive for them to make create a safe vaccine?
Right. Other than, I guess, trying to force people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they can put anything out there and they'll be like, fuck it. If it kills 10,000 people, it kills 10,000 people. It's not going to affect my bottom line. So a business only worry about the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the trip, man. It's unfortunate. It's just like you said, man, just finding accurate information nowadays is a little tricky. And everybody's really leery of everything.
You know and understandably.
Yeah.
Like you can't trust anything anymore, man. You look at something like, that's why like I keep telling people about different shit that's going on. I'm like, dude, go down there and check it out yourself. Don't listen to what Channel 4 tells you or CNN tells you because they're going to tell you what they believe is the part of the story you need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like what am I trying to say? Like masks, I guess, for example. Like a lot of people choose not to, you know, wear them at all. I do just out of, like, once again, paranoia. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as I have this. Hopefully you have yours, you know what I'm saying? And we should be good. But even if you don't believe in it, I'm going to still do what I got
to
do.
The thing that I have a problem is that they're pushing, they keep saying, like, let's listen to science, right? In science, mm-hmm. if you look at every study, it says there is no data that shows that masks can prevent the spread of COVID or any respiratory disease. The highest one is an N95. Now, N95 mask.
N95, yeah.
When a surgeon or when they have to wear that, like say they have to go into a surgery where someone has tuberculosis or something like that, TB, something super, they have to get a N95 mask. And not only do they have to test that it works. So they test many masks. So they put it on and they put a box over their head and they spray like a hairspray type of spray or something. And then they have to tell them like, okay, finally, I don't smell it. And they go, okay, this one's the good one.
Got you.
And then people are wearing like bandanas, you know, and that's not, that doesn't work, doesn't do anything.
Nah,
Like, you have to either...
I think the bandanas are hella weird. Like, you walking around with bandanas on and shit, it's like...
That's because we're from Cali, though.
Well, that too. And also, I mean, can you imagine, like, a year ago, walking into...
7-Eleven.
With a damn bandana around your face. You feel me?
They would tell you to take it off.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, the homie got a song coming out called The New Normal. And it talks about some of this stuff. But it really is, like... This is gonna go down. Like, this is just the new protocol. You know what I'm saying?
It's the new 9/11.
Yeah, and all these stores and everything have these, you know, plastic shields and all this stuff. Man, that shit ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
That shit ain't going nowhere.
Because I say, like, okay, like, in 1969, there was an outbreak, the Hong Kong flu. Mm-hmm. Do you know what event it was in 1969 that everybody went to during a pandemic? Woodstock.
Right.
Nobody wore a mask. They were they don't want to talk about that one. And I'm not saying that that was a smart thing to do. I understand that we don't understand the situation, but the numbers are my problem is on both sides, they're politicizing this thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous weapon, because then you're confusing people. And that's why there's so much civil unrest, not just because of like a lot of shit that's been going on in America for a long time, but it's also because people are out of work. People don't know what their future is going to lead to. They may be losing their home, because there's going to be a huge, a massive people going to lose their homes and rent, because...
I can imagine.
Because now it's gone, that little... remember they wrote that bill where they suspended people's rent, but they didn't wipe it away. So then after the 3 months was over, they're like, all right, where's the 3 months of rent?
Well, that's exactly what happened to us, to be honest with you, because we're paying that back now. Like, I think like 2 months or something like that back rent situation.
And how did that help you? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're suspending it because people can't pay, then what sense does... And I mean, this is off the topic, but it's like, if people can't pay it already, what sense does it make to, like, pay that back? You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have it now, so how am I going...
My thing was, I would say, all the federal government had to do was go, hey, look, whoever can't pay their rent, have your landlord or your bank, or if you can't pay your mortgage, have them send the bill, and then you send the bill to... the federal government, and then they reimburse that landlord or a mortgage company.
Makes sense to me.
And they could have, and then that way they could provide people and make sure they don't lose their homes. That was the thing that pisses me off the most. I'm like, dude, the people are like, I got to get my business out. They're like, they're selfish. I'm like, dude, that's all they got. They got to feed their kids.
Yeah, people got to, you know what I'm saying? And that's another, you know, people, just like you said, people are concerned about finances. People are restless. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing like, Not really so much clubs, but actually, strip club out here cracking. Motherfuckers in the
it's cracking,
club,
man. I ain't gonna lie, man. There's been mad parties out here. I haven't gone, but I've been invited to a lot of.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of like little like house parties and like, you know, like all that type of shit, man. I miss me with all that shit. I've been in the house since.
Yeah, but we're in our 30s though now.
True.
If I was 18.
I mean, because a party is a party, though. You feel me? Like, I want to party, too, but I'm not trying to be around all them goddamn people. You know,
no, I'm with you. Like, I love the whole, honestly, personally, like, I love the social distancing. I'm like, we need to keep that. I love that motherfucker. I hate when I'm in a line somewhere and someone's all up on my shit. I'm like, come on, man.
Right. Yeah.
They still are on that shit, though.
Yeah, people still do it.
But, like, as far as the vaccines, though, and kind of gets it to that level, the thing, also the problem with it is that, so, like, they don't practice placebo tests. So, for instance, like, you're supposed to take 10 patients, give them COVID vaccine, and then get 10 patients and give them a placebo, which is not, and then test it. And then from that, you see how deadly, like, you go, oh, well, this many people got sick, you know, you kind of gauge how deadly the vaccine could be. Yeah. They were, instead of a placebo test, they tested the COVID-19 vaccine against meningitis vaccine. The meningitis vaccine is a super dangerous vaccine. So, of course, in retrospect, it looks like, oh, man, COVID's good. You know, it's clear. It's good. Mm-hmm. Mm. And, like, that manipulation kind of, like, anytime a big company has no, like, a vaccine company's like, well, we're not going to worry about getting lawsuit. They're not going to get sued. They can push it as fast as they want, and it doesn't matter how much damage it goes. Because I say... Say 200,000 people end up dying of COVID. But what if 500,000 people die from the vaccine?
From the vaccine, right.
And I think that people are not like, and that's what's worrying me, because they're scaring people so much that they're going to be like, fuck, give me the vaccine. Let's just get things back to normal.
Right. Can't go to work or can't do whatever. Can't travel, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, just imagine trying to travel overseas. To my understanding, like a lot of countries got Americans shut out altogether.
Like, yeah, unless you're like top dog.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If it's business or something like that, or if it's like, you know, government or military, something mm-hmm. like that. Nah, man, companies, not companies, countries are really shutting Americans out. Like, y'all motherfuckers can't come over here, you nasty motherfuckers. And I feel it. I understand, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and my like, problem, too, is, though, how come they don't, they should be pinning a lot, because I look, rightfully so, put it on Trump. He's the president, right? I have no problem with that. But the problem I do have is people are like, yeah, Cuomo. I'm like, Cuomo? Motherfucker, did you see New York? New York exploded. What did he do that helped New York? He even caused more by putting patients into old folks' home and creating more deaths. And he incentivized it. And he incentivized it to be like, and it's not just him, because our governor Whitmer did that and a couple other ones too. They incentivized it by like, each patient you took, you get five grand.
Wow.
So of course you're going to take that.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's like these things that like, that's why like me, I'm an independent man. I say fuck the left and fuck the right. Like, I'm against both, because I believe that they both are trying to manipulate us into hating each other, when I'm like, no, so that we can never get the things done that need to be done.
I dig that.
And we're constantly fighting and arguing and nothing ever gets done.
Nothing gets done.
That's why I think we need to, that's why I've been telling people we need to start our own political parties. Like, we need to start our own political parties. We need to get people to run for city council, mayor, shit like that, and really take back the country.
Yeah, see, that's what I try to tell people, because, you know, I'm an avid voter, because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I just want to play my part, even if things don't necessarily turn out the way that we may want them to all the time. But, I mean, the thing is, people be so focused on these presidential elections, man. Mm-hmm. Nah, vote locally, dog. Vote locally.
What actually affects you?
School boards, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Mayors, judges, like, because that's where you get change.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Change starts local. You know what I'm saying? It's not about these motherfucking presidents, man. That's what people need to realize.
Yeah, that's just the talking head, man. That's just like the manager of the whole company. Like he's not going to do anything. You need to talk to the supervisors. You need to talk to the local right. authorities and change that. And then that will trickle up.
Exactly.
Like, because then you force them, because they're like, well, shit, now we have a backing. So, like, say, for instance, say I ran for Senate right now. If I became a senator and I'm an independent senator, I'm going to get pushed out. I don't have no backup.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to be like, fuck him. He's not a Republican or Democrat. Let's push him out. Like, we're not going to let him get into any, like, you know, I'm not going to be in any chair board, you know, any boards or any groups that, like, have any meaning to resolve situations. I'm just going to be there just yelling at the top of my lungs, and everybody's like, okay, keep saying what you're saying. We're not going to do anything because you're not part of our party.
You got to have the finances for it, you know what I'm saying, to get that backing.
No, but what I'm saying is if we already had took over the independent, the lower levels of government, and then we started taking little House seats here and there and Senate seats, then, now we have backup.
Right.
Now we have our own conglomerate, and we have our own group, and we're like, we have our own lobbyists. You know what I mean? We're like, okay, let's fight back. You want to fight fire with fire? That's the only way, because it seems like no matter what we do, we could protest, we could riot, we could fight, we could do everything. They're going to still find a way to make it harder on us. They're going to be like, they're going to use every situation and be like, okay, that's what you want. Okay, now we're going to crush it. We're going to put that boot on your neck harder.
Right.
Like, and that's the thing that worries me, is that because it's turning into what is in China. I don't know if you are familiar with what goes on in China.
No.
Oh, China is like a complete technocracy state. Like, they like facial recognition. They have 3 cameras for every citizen.
Damn.
Yeah, like for COVID, like right now they have this thing called COVID Pass. Like, so for their phone, like to say that you have taken a COVID test, you have to have it on your phone, and you have to like swipe it. They also have this thing called the social credit score.
Uh huh.
So in. It goes off of, like, if you say negative things about the government, if you piss people off, you say bad things on social media, so on and so forth.
That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
It definitely is, bro. It is. There is a Black Mirror episode about that shit, but it's reality.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then you see the Black Mirror episode. It's perfect because that affects you getting a house, a job, driving a car, owning anything. It affects everything. There's this one journalist in China that wrote a negative article against the CCP, and he's been banned from everything. He can't get a job. He can't use the bus, airplane.
No, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's not even cool.
Yeah, and that's what you know what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to implement over here, because it's all about control. They're going to say, like, hey, look, police can't can't handle it. So we're going to get more AI people. You know what I mean? We're going to get private security, or we're going to get a... What I'm worried about is a federalized police force.
Right.
If that happens, that will be the worst thing that could happen to the United States of America.
No, I feel that. I feel that.
And that's what's part of the, I think, the forced vaccination. So if you, it shows, like, how much compliance. So if you can get a lot of people to, like, hey, if we... Testing to see how much you would listen. Will fear work for you to do what we want you to do? Will you take the vaccine? Because like you said, like, I'm the same way. Like, I don't go a lot of places. Like, I don't wear the mask ever, but I don't go out. Like, I get all my groceries delivered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. I choose not to go out because, like, because even though, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a doctor. Like, I could literally get it and be like, oh, shit, I'm dead.
Right.
Like, I or right. even or even the after effects, because I heard people are having heart problems and lung problems after, like, 3 months after.
Yeah, I'm hearing about the lung problems, you know what I'm saying? And my son has sickle cell anemia, so, like, we're just extra cautious.
Oh, then you're even more.
Everything. Yeah, everything. Everything. My nephew was talking about coming out here, and we were like, nah, you got to hold off on that a little
yeah.
bit, because, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we love you, but right
yeah,
now
he's still out there in Ontario.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like, man, we don't really know nothing about these flights or whatever protocol they have going on. I mean, flights might be cheap because people aren't doing it, but there's definitely a risk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. And then, like, you don't, and then that's a risk. Like, and I understand that, especially like in your circumstances, because that one risk can cause dramatic effects, catastrophic. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it would be, like, what's the harm of being like, hey, come out next year? You know what I mean? Or come out in 6 months, that, like, we'll still be right here. Don't worry. Like, and luckily we have technology that we're able to communicate with each other.
What I didn't realize is that you can find, like, a list of vaccines and their ingredients on the CDC website. And I didn't even know that until recently.
And have you looked into the ingredients?
Say it one more time.
Oh, I was saying, have you looked into what the ingredients is?
Nah, in fact, I'm on it right now.
Yeah, it's right pretty, like, there's, like, mercury in it.
Yeah.
I think the rat fetuses or some shit like that.
What? Rat fetuses?
Like, I forget what it's called. Like it's some weird shit. Like, I forget the medical term. It's a medical term for it. Like, because it's, like, you got to combine so much shit. And, like, I'm not saying vaccines aren't good, because I don't know fully, but I do think they should have regulations. I think that's something that we're putting in our body and that we should be told everything. Because
Everything. Because
we need to know, because, like, everybody's body is built differently. So I need to know before I take this.
And on top of that, I mean, it's the weak. It's a sample of the weakened disease and then whatever these other, like, additives are. But it's like, if y'all go do that, at least make them natural ingredients, you know, not just, like, chemicals. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Or yeah. And also, too, what everybody's worrying about, because, you know, I don't know if you heard, but everybody talks about Bill Gates and the chips and stuff like that.
What was? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go for it. No,
because you were talking about Bill Gates, and I was about to get on that. Because it's like, where did this guy come from being an advocate for, like, vaccines all of a sudden? You know what I'm saying? Then I'm looking at, not meetings, but I'm like hearing, watching videos of him, like, talking and shit and talking about, like, population control and all other kind of shit. But then you're an advocate for vaccines. It's like, it just seems a little suspect.
And
like,
he has a background of eugenics.
Yeah, it's like, what exactly are you insinuating? Oh, I'm over here looking at this list right now. Man, it's all kinds of shit in these motherfuckers. One of them, it says, I don't even know how to pronounce this joint right here, so I'm not even going to do that. Mm-hmm. But alcohol, acetone, castor oil, artificial colors, aluminum lake dye. What the hell is that?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, and then they're saying that it's perfectly 100% safe. I'm like, come on, man.
Sodium glutamate, all just kind of, you know what I'm saying? Shit, crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And that's
I didn't even know this list existed, dog.
And that's
wow.
That's the why I want to have these discussions with people, because it's not that people are just not, when they think they're being informed by the media, but the media is only saying, no, it's good. Don't worry about it. Believe us.
Man, what am I looking at right here? Something called HIV. This motherfucker has formaldehyde in it.
That's what I'm saying, man. And then they want us to put that in our body?
Man.
Like you said, there's got to be, like, and then how come they're not promoting about, like, natural, like, building up your immune system, taking vitamin D, taking vitamin C?
Ain't no money in that.
Yeah.
Ain't no money in that.
Exactly.
Ain't no money in that. And that's me and my wife are talking about that same shit, too. But ain't no money in that, man. when it was all going down, we got like a list of different herbs and things that you can use. Everything from ginger to astragalus, you know what I'm saying? It's like all kind of stuff. We be on all that shit, dog.
And did you know that 85% or more of the ICU cases all had vitamin D deficiency?
I didn't know that.
Yep. And did you know that people with darker, more melanin, it takes them harder to absorb vitamin D. You have to be out in the sun longer because, you know, your melanin blocks it, so you could be out in the sun so you don't get burned. Gotcha. But then it's harder for you to get that vitamin D. You have to be in the sun longer. So those folks that are in eastern states that are in darkness almost for 6 months because of winter, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're getting way, way, way less vitamin D. So COVID hits during winter, people are like mostly vitamin D deficiency.
Right. Now everybody's indoors and shit.
And then when you start talking about vitamin D, you get censored. They take your video down. It's crazy.
Oh, like on like IG or something?
Not as much on IG, but mainly on YouTube. YouTube yanks anything that says about vitamin C, vitamin D. If it's not...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. If it's not according to the WHO, they're yanking it.
What?
Yeah, people are telling...
Crazy.
And then people aren't going like, hey, you're going to cure. They're just saying, hey, build your immune system up. Right. It won't cure you, but it gives you a fighting chance.
Yeah, it'll help you.
Yeah, but like alkaline... Yeah, they're even taking shit. People talking about alkaline, you know, because that's helped with viruses. And they're like, yeah, they take it down.
Damn.
The censorship's unbelievable. Today,
talking, I'm gonna look for this list.
Today, I posted a video that was about psychological warfare, basically, mind control, right? Did not say one word about COVID. Immediately, it put a fact checker on there and it said, this is a conspiracy theory. A baseless conspiracy theory that states that the coronavirus was man-made. Dude, the video doesn't say one word about coronavirus. It's talking about psychological warfare.
That's weird. You couldn't dispute it?
I tried. Yeah, it didn't let me. But I mean, it didn't take it down. It just puts that stupid little fact-checker thing. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I saw that same thing because I think I posted something about like a mask one time. It was like a little, I passed by this church and it said, hold on, let me find it before I misquote that shit. But yeah, I've seen one of them little CDC little patches at the bottom of the Instagram post as well, and I was like, what the hell is this shit? I was just confused, like, what was this even about?
Yeah, well, their message. They only want a certain message to get out there. They know how dangerous the internet has become. We have used it as a weapon now, and they're scared.
Man, yeah, I'm over here looking at this list, man. It's some crazy shit in these motherfucking vaccines, dog. Like, shit I can't even pronounce or had never even heard of. This shit crazy.
Nah, I know, man.
A lot of them have formaldehyde. A lot of them.
I think there's, like, a certain base for the vaccine. Like, certain chemicals, I think there's, like, three or four, like, that are a base. You know what I mean? Like, they use them in most vaccines. And what to go back a little bit on that Bill Gates thing, so like not only about the population control, and you know, people have always talked about through the years in hip hop songs and movies about a chip, you know, the mark of the beast, blah, 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 blah. Now, I can understand the argument where people go, dude, why do they need a chip? We got phones. They know what we're doing, all that. I get that.
Right.
But there is technology out there. DARPA has technology, nanotechnology. DARPA is a military agency of the United States of America. And the nanotechnology they've already been using on soldiers, they injected in them. And these little nanobots conform to your human cells, and they are able to tell a person's heart rate, if they're getting sick, what their lungs, like the oxygen levels, your temperature. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, the technology has gone to a level now that it's pretty crazy, man. They can do anything. Like, even just think about, like, right now, they could put a video of you doing something. They could put a video of you robbing a store and you're like, dude, I was at my house. But they could take your face off. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at all the fucking... That's what I'm saying. It gets scary, bro.
Man, you gotta have your receipts in order. I was here. I was there. This time stamped here.
I tell everybody, you gotta have someone with you all the time. Yep. Take pictures all the time.
You do. That shit crazy. While you're talking, I'm over here looking for this little list of herbs and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I was on the internet so tough when all of this shit went down.
Well, I was liking a lot of shit you said too. I like how you Because you know how everybody was like, everybody else, one thing I do, I really like that you always promote is, you know how people are like, oh, you know, we got to take all the guns. You're like, no, you need to get a gun.
No. Well,
not get a gun, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like, you have that right. Stop pretending like if we take that right away, I'm not a big gun advocate. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not some super, like, gun guy. Like, I don't own guns. Like, I have one for my own protection, but, like.
As you should.
Under my bed, you know what I'm saying? But that, like, I don't carry one around. I'm not like that kind of guy. But I understand that people should have the right to protect themselves.
Right, right.
And don't let the DNC kind of get that away from you. I think they're, like, getting people to, like, give in, concede. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, here was that list I was looking for. Oregano, sage, basil.
Yeah.
Fennel, garlic, lemon balm, peppermint, elderberry. Dandelion root, ginseng. I didn't even know ginseng. Ginger, astragalus, licorice. Man, that's crazy. Echinacea, rosemary. Those are all antiviral herbs. All natural shit. But they got formaldehyde in these motherfucking.
Well, like you said, there's no money in natural herbs.
Ain't no money. But there could be. That's what trips me out, though. You know what I'm saying?
But it's because there could be, but. That they would have to rework everything. You know what I mean? They're already lazy. Big Pharma already has. They're like, we already got it made. We can just crush this. We don't have to adapt. So they crush it.
Man, it's crazy too, because you know, like I said, my son has sickle cell. But talking to these doctors, it's weird though, because it's like a lot of medical professionals, they don't look past like recommended tests. Does that make sense? Like, they didn't know shit about nothing natural at all.
Well, because like, they only go off the book. And the reason that is because a lot of people that are doctors aren't free thinkers. They're really good at memorizing things.
Yeah, that's what I find strange. So it's like, as a medical professional, you wouldn't want to look into that stuff for yourself.
To make sure it's facts?
Yeah, just to have this alternative information. That's my thing. Like, I want to know. Everything. Okay, you have this option, but there's also this option. You know what I'm saying? Man, me and my wife would be arguing with these motherfucking doctors trying to give my son certain shit. It's like, nah, man, we don't really need that because of this, that, or...
And when you know your son better than anybody else...
Like, for example, like the CBD oil, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we don't even... We haven't... like, my son in particular, we don't really give him... Like anything, Tylenol, like none of that shit. Any kind of
that's everything good, man.
We try to give little man is natural since he's been a kid. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like these doctors, they don't be knowing shit about that shit. And it's like, why do I know more about that than you know about it? You know
because you're researching.
And it's like y'all are the doctors, and y'all don't know that shit. That's the part that be tripping me out, man. I hope I'm not rambling.
No, no, no. That's like I said. That's this
that trip me out, dog.
We call this the people's forum, man. That's why it's not on any certain subject. It's about everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, like you know what goes on with your son, and why is a natural remedy something is frowned upon? Like, shouldn't you want something natural and healthy? Like you said, you're like, oh, don't take this healthy thing. Like, should I eat a fruit or should I eat fruit, corn syrup? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, we know for a fact that we should be eating something more natural. You know what I mean? Why shouldn't medicine should be the same thing? But we have this Western medicine philosophy that can't be, like, changed. Like, at one point, I forget the doctor's name, but in, like, I think it was in, like, the 1800s, 1900s. They weren't using gloves. I mean, they weren't washing their hands when they were doing surgeries, right?
Wow.
And a lot of people were dying.
Yeah.
Because they were getting infections. Nobody knew why. And then this one doctor was like, man, I'm going to wash my hands. The guy was considered insane because he washed his hands. And he was telling everybody, you have to keep washing your hands and washing all the utensils. He's like, you can't. And nobody knew that at the time. He was he died in an insane asylum.
A lot of shit just be common sense, man. And people just don't really.
No, because there's people with agendas. Like, it's once somebody's at the top of the mountain and they make a lot of money, and your new idea might take away from their money, they're going to find a way to discredit you or get rid of you.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, fossil fuel. Like, we could have been had renewable energy years ago.
Right.
The technology is available. But the problem is that the people at the top are like, well, then until they can think of a way to make money off of it, they're not going to do
it. Right. That's crazy.
And anybody that tries, they're going to shut them out.
That's crazy, man.
And I agree with you on the whole Bill Gates thing, how he came out of nowhere. And then this is what I don't get. Like, well, his dad, you know, was a part of, I think he was a part of the board or like the head of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they're eugenists, and eugenists believe they believe that like the whole purpose of Planned Parenthood was built by what's her name, Margaret Thatcher, because she believed certain people shouldn't procreate. You know what I mean? She was like, there's she believes in superiority. Like she thinks that like they need the whole point of having Planned Parenthood is because she was like, well, these people, they don't make enough money. They don't do, you know what I mean? All these things that she listed, and this is why, she started it, and then everybody pushes it. I'm not saying it's not a horrible thing, because sometimes a horrible thing could turn useful to the community. But
yeah, I was gonna say that one right there is a little tricky, because I mean, you know, just Planned Parenthood, for example, it provides resources for people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pregnancy tests, condoms, STD tests, yep. There's services that they provide that are helpful. You know what I'm saying?
But and they focus on mainly the abortions. Like, people only talk about the abortions. They don't ever talk about, like, the other stuff, like you said right now.
It's way more things.
Most definitely.
But you know what I'm saying? So that's why, I don't know. That's why I feel like certain things like that are useful. Even if it's background, it's history is questionable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Sometimes things can evolve, even though they were started for a shitty reason, they can evolve into something that's useful for the society.
Right.
And we could change and use it. But like, and the whole abortion thing is a tricky subject in general, I think, man. It's easy for someone to say you shouldn't do this or do it. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. That one's tough for me, man. I can't like say I don't really have a stance on that, honestly.
Without getting into it, my stance is whatever the woman wants to do.
I can feel that for sure. I feel that.
At the end of the day, it's their body. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever the woman wants to do.
But now if they want to have the baby and the guy doesn't want to have the baby, does the guy still have to pay?
I mean, it's a tricky thing. But I mean, like the response to that would be, I mean, well, you know, should have worked on
it. Yeah. You should have prevented that then.
Right.
Yeah. You know you're saying? Absolutely. Yeah. It cause and effect.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, man, that's a conversation.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. But like I said, back to the vaccines, though. Like, but now that you've kind of seen more of like what shittiness is in there, and knowing that like people that they have no liability and that they're not properly testing, you know what I mean, to gauge how dangerous a vaccine can be. Like, all we want of the most anti-vaxxers want better testing, and they want the vaccination companies to be held accountable. I don't think that's bad.
It's not bad. That's what they should be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But then when the media gets a hold of it, they like to spin into a way of they're like, oh, these people are anti-vax. If they don't get their kids vaxxed, and they're going to get your kids sick. And then people are like, well, they better not get my kids sick. And then they cause conflict.
That's the interesting thing about that. Because if your kid is vaccinated and mine is not, why would you worry about your child getting anything from my child if they're already vaccinated?
Well, because then the media says, well, that will start, like, they start saying, oh, now we're having more of an outbreak of mumps, or oh, now we're having more of an outbreak of this, and they're saying that, oh, now we spotted some polio, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they scare people, and they're like, oh shit, see these, and then people think, oh well, these motherfuckers aren't taking their vaccines, that's why. It's same thing with the masks. Out here in Michigan, I can't speak for other states because I'm only out here. But where I live, 95 to plus people are wearing masks. And then I hear the news and they're like, oh, these people not wearing masks. I'm like, dude, I don't know where you're going.
Right.
But most people are wearing them.
Yeah, that ain't the real. Yeah, a lot of people are wearing them out here, too. Well, a lot of places you can't even go into without them now. Within, like, the past month or two, they're really, like, cracking down on, like, a lot of shit. But, yeah, people are on it.
Yeah, well, see, no one out here tells me. I've walked into stores without a mask. No one says anything to me.
Oh, word? Yeah.
Yeah, I just walk in, and I was just, well, because, like, the reason I don't wear the mask is because I tried the one time, right? I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try this shit. And I literally was like, and it's probably because I smoked cigarettes all my life, and I smoke mad weed, and my lungs are all fucked up. But I put the mask on, and I was like, oh shit. like my eyes was about to fall out, like my nose, the people at the store was looking at me, and I was like, they was like, you just take it off, man, just take it off.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, like I was just like, I ain't wearing it ever again, man. I was like, fuck it. But at the same time, if I walk into a store and someone at the store goes, hey, man, you can't come in here with a mask, I'll be like, all right, for sure. And then I just leave. It's not that big a deal. Like, I'm not going to be like, all right, for sure.
People be tripping.
Yeah, they get for nothing. Then don't put your money there then.
You mentioned something earlier about like, a certain number of people dying from COVID, but then, you know, what if more people died from the vaccine?
Yeah.
And I thought that was like super interesting. Like, what do you think the country's response would be? The government's response would be under those circumstances? Because then it's like, wow, y'all pushed this on people and people are dying. So it's like, now what? You know what I'm saying?
I think
this is all hypothetical.
Yo, for sure, hypothetical, like a motherfucker. I think they would try to cover it up because this did happen. Wow. This did happen before with the swine flu. I think it was in the late 70s. There's a 60 Minutes about it. It was like in the 70s, and like they were pushing for everybody to get this vaccine, and a lot of people got sick, and some people died, and they were all mainly the diseases. I mean, what people were getting sick with is neurological diseases.
Yeah.
And then what they did was they just compensated those people and they try to keep it hush hush. But they didn't have social media back then.
Right.
And that's why now they're getting hard on the censorship, because I think they're preparing for that. I think they're going to push it on people, and I think they're just going to censor everybody that says anything about it. Like if you go, man, my uncle fucking just took the vaccine and he died, they're going to be like, censored, deleted post.
Yeah. Word spreads though. Word still spreads.
Yes.
So you're absolutely
I think once the word spread though, I think it would be utter chaos, because now they're going to be like, it would be almost similar to what happened in Beirut. I don't know if you've seen what happened in Beirut after that explosion, when the entire country was like, fuck this. And they fucking all went to the streets and they called for every single government official to get the fuck out. They even had like ropes hanging, like they were about to hang those motherfuckers.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that explosion. That was recent.
Yeah, that was wild, man.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
What a year, man.
Man, this whole year has just been just trash.
Bro, I'm worried for it to be over, man. I keep saying, yeah, like, just speed it up, man. I'm going to, like, push the election up already. Let everybody vote already. Who gives a fuck who wins? Because everybody's going to vote for Trump or vote for Biden, and I hate both, so it don't matter. Like,
yeah, it was a tricky situation. I was a Bernie Sanders advocate, and then he got pushed out, and I was just kind of like, well, now – you really just picking poison at this point. You know what I'm saying? You just picking your poison. All I know is I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anybody that wants to vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you here now. It just is what it is. But like I said, that's when you have to take care of stuff locally. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's what I've been advocating for. I'm like, look, man, you want to get that rock star, that American Idol vote? Fuck that vote. Go for that little local. Go to that local show.
Exactly. Exactly.
They want that rock star.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, that's where change occurs. And then when people start to realize that is when things will start changing. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
everybody so worried about voting for these presidents and shit.
Like now, as far as Trump, one thing that I don't like is that people actually think that, like, all right, we're going to take Trump out and everything's good. I'm like, what?
That's not the end all.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not saying that he should stay in office, but I'm like, dude, like, I just feel like everybody's going to get this momentum. And if they get him out of office, they're like, all right, we did our job. It's over. I'm like, no, the government is rotten from the root.
Man, you know, it's like a speculation that it might be kind of hard to get this man out. You know what I'm saying? Like on some overthrow shit.
I think that's just a story, because right now both sides are painting it that the other side is going to steal the election. And I think that's just to prolong and make more confusion. Because to me, I think they all work together. Because if Nancy Pelosi doesn't like Trump so much, why did she pass the bill to pay for his wall? Why does she pass everything to get the money that he asked for? But I thought she doesn't like him and she refuses and he's the worst thing.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just stage. It's theater. All this shit is WWF, man. They're going, oh, man, this Trump guy, I'm going to take him and break him in half. And then they go after work and they go, hey, man, you want a couple drinks?
Right.
Like, it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to see, too, is that this theater, we're done with this theater, bro. Like, lobbyists run this country. The 1% runs this country. Like, in a pandemic, a stimulus package was immediately voted on, 96-0. That was the largest transfer of wealth in human history. And they gave all that money to Wall Street, and they bailed out all those big businesses. And then when it came to give money for us, they was like, man, we're going to have to go take a break and figure this shit out.
Man, the check that I got wasn't even the amount that I was told I was going to get. Mm. So I can only imagine a lot of people, certain people still haven't even gotten yep. that shit. And it was only one.
Yes.
Like, how are people going to survive off of that? I mean, we've been fortunate, you know, thank God, because a lot of other people have not. But it's just like, yo, like 1 month, you know what I'm saying? In fact, that didn't even cover rent.
No.
Some other, that didn't even cover rent. That was some old
other. Imagine in Cali.
Right.
1,200? Right. Not even half, like that, like most rent where we're from, and then we're not in from like fucking, you're not even talking San Diego, LA. You're talking right. Inland Empire. You're talking Inland 13 Empire. To 1,500 for an apartment.
You're right. And I mean, shit, that was, I remember those prices like early 2000s. My son was born in 2007. We were in Inglewood, and it was, I think, 1,200 at the time. And that was, it was either 12 or 1300, two bedroom, one bathroom. And that's why we moved out of Inglewood. You know what I'm saying? Went back over to the IE. That's when we moved over to Redlands and shit. But yeah, man, shit is expensive. And you think people go live off of that one little set?
No.
Stuck in their house? That's why people just rest.
That's what I'm saying.
Get out.
And they don't even know how their future. They're like, and then like but the scary part is a lot of people are believing in this Marxist and communist ideology. And the thing that people don't understand is like, look, I could come to, because people hate capitalism. I understand. Yeah. But the thing they don't understand is that capitalism is not being performed right now. It's crony capitalism, which is where the government has so much regulation. So basically big business and government are in hand. So it crushes small business.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. Why do you think it's not like, like, it just seems so, like, COVID crushed a small business, and now, like, all these small businesses are the ones burning down. Like, if it was a bunch of Walmarts, if it was a bunch of, like Amazon's always burning, I'll be like, all right, there we go. Big business right. is filling the... But no, they're not.
Nah, because there's too much money in that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There's too much money in that.
That's why they protect it, and they go, oh, no, they're helping, you know? But yeah. But when Jeff Bezos makes $13 billion in one day... In July, I think it was, or a couple weeks ago, he made $13 billion in one day.
Wow. And just imagine all the people that don't have shit. Shit. That shit crazy, man.
And then he does
it. Country, man. This shit be depressing as fuck, man.
But I think that's why, like, me personally, like, I'm against, like, all that shit. My ideology is that, and I wish more people would believe this ideology, is individualism. Because we blanket everybody into groups, and we try to do this whole identity politics. Oh, you in this group. You're in this. No, I'm not in any group. Yeah. I'm by myself. I back people up. Like, if someone wants to believe in a religion, go for it. You could believe in that or believe in this kind of ideology, whatever you want. But I'm saying, like, I'm not going to label you because you did this. Oh, you Muslim and you did this. All Muslims is this. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Like, and we should, and are we not, we should be evolved enough to get past that. That's the frustrating part.
People internalize things, I feel like, a lot of times, and that'll take over the generalization stuff.
Yeah, and the problem is that they try to speak for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, like we see a white guy on the TV, they're like, he's speaking for white people. No. We see a black guy on TV and he's like, no, he's not speaking for all black people, he's not speaking for right. all white people.
They're speaking for themselves.
Exactly. And then the problem is, even the people in these organizations, sometimes, like, they've lost touch with the people. I'm like, because the people I talk to are like I tell everybody, the main thing that I get from everybody I've talked to across the country is they're like, look, bro, I just want a place where I could go to work, chill with my family, like, you know, not kill myself at work, but make a decent wage, have my family, my house, go on vacation every now and then, have some fun. And if I want to start a business, start a business. That's it.
Right.
Everybody's pretty simple. These drastic, like, ideas are crazy. Like, dude, I heard someone say they want to abolish prisons. And I'm like...
Well, I don't necessarily think that's a very good idea.
No, no.
I mean, because just like abolishing the police altogether is not a good idea. Now, I'm all for defunding, but not getting rid of them. Because they're still going to be crime. But the thing is, you can use some of that money that's allocated for the police. Because to my understanding, out there in California, that budget was dumb high for the police. You know what I'm saying? Take some of that money and spread it around. In fact, there's this cat named Propaganda, this rapper. He's from out there in Cali. I don't know exactly what city, but he did a little video on that. Just broke it down real simple. Like, okay, well, what about mental health? What about education? What about, you know, like programs for people? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be doing these things as opposed to giving all this money to the police.
Which I agree with 100%. But what I believe that I think things were worded wrong. Because this is how I believe you should have said it. Because I've been advocating, and a lot of, not just me, but a lot of people for a long time. First of all, I would like to hear more people say end the war on drugs. Because that is what most of the money is going to these police departments, is because of the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Ending mandatory minimums. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where when you have a charge that you have to have a minimum charge. No matter, like, every time you go. Like, these are things that could actually be changed. And then, like, as far as, like, to me, they need to break up these police monopolies. Because in L.A. and these big cities, these are huge corporations. They need to have more control and more smaller, where you go, hey, this police station only services, like, a 10 to 20 block radius. Obviously, I'm just throwing numbers out without, like, any...
I know what you mean.
But like that way, and those people have to live in the community.
Live in the community, exactly.
And they, because like, then you respect it. Because you're like, oh, this is my house. Like, you know what I mean? You know that kid now.
Right. You know them. There's accountability there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
And every police officer needs to be a purple belt in jujitsu.
I dig that.
Because the reason why that is because... the reason why people, they have no tools, they have no training, as far as they just go, they're so scared, and then someone's like overpowers them, and they're like, I gotta shoot them. That's their only, that's the only tool they have. You want to give them millions of tools in their tool belt to not get to shoot somebody. And I even think that they should put, like, and people disagree with me, but I think they should have not, the first few rounds should be like rubber bullets or a non-lethal. Like, that way, if you fire like five times, okay, he's not gonna die. And then right. And you're like, okay, if I have to get to that fifth bullet, that means that he's not, you know what I mean? That means
it's just
that.
Like, it's just like how people load up shotguns, you know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes, that's how my shotgun is.
Yeah.
I go buckshot.
Birdshots and buckshot.
Yep. And then you got the non-lethal, you got, like, you're trying, because I'm like, dude, I don't want to kill you.
I'm warning you, right.
Like, I don't want to, and then if you keep furthering, I have to do what I have to do.
Exactly.
And I wish more people, but, and then, like, it just sucks because then we get this whole, like, you go CNN where they're like, we got to abolish everything. And then you go to Fox News and they're like, oh, look, if we don't get the police, we need more police. And I'm like, dang, man, we're so divided.
I don't even fuck with Fox News, bro, because Fox News literally is misinforming people.
Oh, both, man. I watch all news because I like to gauge where the country's at. So if I
understand.
So I can see kind of like why people think this way and that way. And honestly, they're both trash, completely trash, utter trash. They both have narratives and they try to push people into these boxes, and they're brainwashing people. And that's their ideology, is forcing people to hate people.
I dig it.
And I hate that about it. Cause like these, for instance, that all these independent journalists that have been showing what's really going on, they've been telling the real stories of people. And that's why, like, each protest even is different. Like, I hate how people don't, like I said, out here, every protest has been good, man. They've been protesting for 90 days. They don't get a lot of TV time because they're not doing anything bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not fair either to paint either, because they're doing, and I'm talking about they're having, like, meetings together. They're having lunches, paying for lunches for people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Giving back to the community and trying to find a way to build up the community. And I'm like, that's beautiful. That kind of shit I love. And I would love to see more of that. But then... that they only want to show the negative side of anything.
Yeah.
They don't want to see any time where people are, like, uniting. You know what I mean? Anytime people are kind of like, oh, man, that's a good idea. Like,
yeah.
And that's frustrating.
Doesn't make for interesting news, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And no one should even think that way. That just seems to be the pattern. It doesn't make for interesting news.
Well, it's all about ratings.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're like, well, this guy just got shot. Like, and that's another thing, too, is this whole, like, I don't like how they're showing these so many. Like, I get the reason behind showing videos of people getting killed by the police, but my thing is that you're desensitizing people.
I don't like it at all. And I don't really like it being on social media either, because then it's like, okay, you have to like constantly, well, not necessarily relive it because you weren't there,
yeah,
but you're constantly reminded, and you that you see these negative images, yes, like all the time, and you know, and then you have the people like, oh, this is fucked up, look what happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I already know what happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I just get tired of that shit. I be unfollowing motherfuckers. I, in fact, I deleted damn near all of my social media. The only thing I have right now is Instagram.
Like me? Yeah, I deleted Facebook too, man. I couldn't take it. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I did post the Jacob Blake, but I also put a graphic warning. I thought it was a thing that we should see. But then I'm like, at the same time, I'm struggling with it because I'm like, man, but then I'm kind of like being part of the problem because now I'm desensitizing people to where like, oh, people just get killed. It's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That is the problem.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? And my whole thing is like, for me to post something like that, like, who am I helping? Who am I really like informing? You know what I'm saying? Because obviously people within my circle, you know what I'm saying? If you follow me, then chances are, you know how I get down. Or you are familiar with a lot of the same, you know, news outlets. And basically, it's like, okay, if you motherfuckers already know, why am I posting this for you to see it yet again?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Who are we informing here? Like, are you helping or are you harming? And I think it's harmful, when you know what I'm saying, when you just constantly show all the same images. You know, like, just for example, like slave movies, you know what I'm saying, Jim Crow era, I don't fuck with none of that shit. And you know what I'm saying? And people look at me crazy. It's like, well, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's history, or, you know, you could support the art, all of that shit. First off, I know about it already. First off, I know.
Yeah, you're not schooling me.
Yeah, it's like you're not teaching me anything.
That's a good point.
Like, by doing that, like, what do you, like I said, it's not helpful. It's only harmful. You know what I'm saying?
Especially, that's kind of crazy that you said that. I mean, we're going to have to wrap up a little. We got 4 minutes. But before we wrap up, I'll say like that you said that, because I was thinking that earlier is like, when are we going to find a way to try to like move forward? Like, it sucks. Like we know that there's fucked up shit and we can't change the fact that shit was fucked up, but we do got to move forward. We got to find a way.
Right. Exactly.
But before we go, I want you to give a shout out to like where people could follow you, or if you got any like links to music or anything like that.
Man, the IE homie Sean Chris. That shit crazy, man. We ain't even in the IE. No,
I know, and both of us.
Yeah, I know. Shit. As of right now, I am only on Instagram. It's JBIZTHAILL and SoundCloud. Instagram and SoundCloud. That's the only. Those are my only networks right now, and it's the same thing. JBIZTHAILL.
All right, my man. Good. I appreciate it, man. And you know what I mean? If you ever get, you see something, you get riled up, man, hit me up. We'll get on a live and we'll fucking rant about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, man, you take care, man. And I'll keep, we'll keep in contact and shit, you know? I'm glad everything's good with you, man. And keep pushing, man.
Absolutely.
All right, man. That's all we got out here. So, like we say, wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Yep.